This girl was sad. She was sad because she was all alone. Sadness made her eyes droop down. Worry made her brow begin to wrinkle. Bitterness made her words harsh and her face drawn and cold. She had no smile. She wanted a little brother or sister to keep her company. In the little African village where she lived, none of the other children came around. No one talked to her. No young men came to court her. No children came to help her. None asked for her stories. She felt old and tired, even though she was still very young. She wanted a little brother or sister for her own. Finally, one day, she decided she would make one. She took the wax from all her candles and molded it and shaped it into a little boy, a wax child. She worked all night to make him. And as the sun rose, she fell asleep praying that he could be real. That evening, she woke up very hungry because she had been working so hard making the wax child that she had neglected to eat. She was surprised that the house smelled wonderful, like the most delicious meal was being prepared. She looked up, and there was the wax child cooking sweet, delicious yams in a pot. He had to stand on a chair to reach the spoon to stir the yams. She couldn't believe her eyes, but there he was. "Oh no, you must not cook," she shouted, pulling him down from the chair. "You must stay away from fire." He was only about 1 foot tall, but he was a perfect little brother. She could talk to him and tell him stories. At night, he could even do chores by the moonlight. The wax child was a good little boy, and he loved her very much. Every morning as the sun rose, she would put him to bed for a nap. She wanted to protect him from the hot Zimbabwean sun. In the cool of the evening, she would sing to him to wake him up, and they would spend the evening together. She loved to watch him run and play in the moonlight. When he was tired, she would tell him stories. His favorite stories were of adventures. He longed for adventure. "You must be safe," she would say. "Adventures are for those who can stand in the sunlight." She never let him go out in the sunlight, and she never let him near the fire. One cool evening, she was telling him a story outside in front of their hut, where he had room to run around and pretend to be the characters in the story. Some of the other children overheard them and came to listen and play. The other children became friends with the wax child. They would play together in the evening once the sun had gone down. Of course, the others would have to go home soon, and he would be left to play by himself in the moonlight. Once the wax child became friends with the other children, the parents began to treat the girl differently. They would come and talk to her and share things from their gardens. Children would sometimes come and ask her for stories. She told wonderful stories. And now that she had friends, she no longer looked sad and drawn. Her face opened up, her words and her voice became gentler. She smiled. One day, some of the children came to ask if the wax child could come with them to the river to get water. They brought a little blanket with two holes for eyes. They promised to keep him covered and protected from the sun. The girl wanted to say no because she was worried. But when the wax child heard, he really wanted to go. To him, going to the river in the sunlight was a real adventure. He promised that he would be careful and never take off the blanket. Finally, his sister gave in. "You can go, but don't take off that blanket no matter what," she said. The children carefully covered the wax child with the blanket and set off on their adventure. There were so many things that the wax child could see that he couldn't see in the dark of night. He saw colors he hadn't seen before. He saw birds and flowers and creatures scampering about that were all quiet and sleeping at night. He heard sounds that he had never heard at night. Even the smells were new and different. He was so excited he could hardly contain himself. After a few minutes, they came to the river. The children liked to take time to play for a while before they filled their water pots. Some splashed in the water. Some gathered shells. Others skipped stones or played singing and dancing games. The wax child was just excited to be out in the sun. He could feel the warmth through his blanket. He was fascinated by the little fish in the stream and the colors of the shells on the riverbank. At night, even though there was moonlight, he could barely see into the water. He bent down and reached out from under his blanket to pick up a pretty shell when suddenly he heard a scream. He turned to see one of the other children huddled against a tree. A leopard had been sitting on a branch nearby, watching and waiting until someone got close enough. A little girl had come into range, and the leopard had sprung his trap. Now there was no chance to get away. The other children began to run toward the village. The wax child had to do something. The leopard quietly stepped closer and closer to the little girl. He had no need to rush. She was too frightened to run. She was frozen with fear. The wax child had to do something. Suddenly it came to him. The wax child took off his blanket and threw it over the leopard's face, and he jumped on it to hold it in place. He shouted to the girl to run. His shout woke her from her frozen stupor, and she ran like lightning to the village. The angry leopard shook this way and that until he finally shook the wax child off. The little wax child went flying up against a tree. The leopard shook off the blanket and started toward the wax child, thinking he would at least have this little morsel. But the leopard stopped in shock when he saw the wax child begin to melt. In moments, he was nothing but a little pool of wax lying at the foot of the tree. The angry leopard was cheated out of his meal, and he had to run for his life as the villagers approached with sticks and spears. They gathered around that pool of wax. The girl looked down at her little brother, the wax child. Everyone cried for her because they knew how she had loved him. But she didn't cry. She quietly picked up the ball of wax and walked back to the village. The children followed her. No one spoke. In the center of the village, she sat and molded and shaped that wax all through the day. She made the perfect shape of a bird with outstretched wings. The children gathered leaves and feathers and flower petals. They covered every inch of that bird so that the sun could touch no part of him. When they were done, they sat together and they sang to him all through the night. As the sun rose the next morning, a ray of sunlight touched the bird. The wings began to shimmer. The head looked up and looked straight into the eyes of his sister. Then the bird took off into the sky, free. The girl no longer needed the wax child. She had become part of the village. She had family, and she was happy. And so was he.